This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fear is the path to the dark side. The fear of change, of progress. To defeat the Sith is the path you must.
Not this time, meat eaters! Ancestors, consume us!
Avengers!
Eat the bugs.
The global food shortages. The collapsing supply chains. We warned you about the climate crisis, and now you reap what you have sown. But there is still hope. Thanks again to science, we have a solution. Insects, a sustainable, equitable, and nutritious source of protein for a fraction of the carbon footprint of livestock. We can finally put an end to the wasteful and cruel practice of meat eating for food. So let's turn this crisis into an opportunity to bring equality to our food systems, to mandate social and cultural change. Be a net zero hero. Eat the bugs.
And cut.
Contracts unlocked. Would you like to try a level 6 gig?
Yes.
Okay. Deliver a package from your local Amazon node to pod 512 at 165 Spider-Man Road.
I accept.
Warning. This gig requires 100% of your collateral to be staked. Do you consent?
I consent.
Insect-based foods only.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today that's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live at hour number four. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Wayne Allen Root is set to take it over here in a few minutes. But just 30 minutes ago, we got the clip now, the January 6th martial law, New World Order communist hearing aired clips of my show and said that we were planning an attack on the Capitol. Well, attacking the Capitol made people trying to protest the election, which is legal and lawful, look like idiots. And I was there and tried to stop it. But it's true. Matt Bracken, been a guest here many times, and he co-hosted the show many times, just like Wayne Allen Root's about to take over here in a few minutes. And one time when I wasn't in town, he got up there days before January 6th and said, storm the Capitol. The funny thing was, he would never come on the show or talk to us after January 6th. I don't know what's going on with old Matt Bracken and enemies foreign and domestic. I just know that he said those things on air on my show when I wasn't here, and then they attacked me for it. Very, very interesting. If he'd come on and explain it, it'd be great. But I didn't see that information until 6 months ago when the January 6th McCarthy 2.0 hearing subpoenaed me. We tried to call Matt. He won't talk to us. Maybe Matt will come on sometime and discuss it with us. But regardless, you see them storming Sri Lanka and storming the Netherlands and storming everywhere. And the media's like, oh, that's protest when they burn buildings down. I'm not calling for that. But when we're there peaceful with the president at the Ellipse and then a million people there and a few hundred go in the Capitol, it's all to blame on us. This is the Democratic Party trying to outlaw their political opposition. So the committee asked me about Matt Bracken. I can't tell you about Matt Bracken. He won't talk to me. But it is interesting he said that days before it happened right here on these airwaves. Here's the clip.
Trump's purpose was to mobilize a crowd. And how do you mobilize a crowd in 2020? With millions of followers on Twitter, President Trump knew exactly how to do it. At 1:42 a.m. on December 19, 2020, shortly after the last participants left the unhinged meeting, Trump sent out the tweet with his explosive invitation. Trump repeated his big lie and claimed it was, quote, statistically impossible to have lost the 2020 election before calling for a big protest in D.C. on January 6th. Be there, will be wild.
Hit pause.
Trump support.
Back it up 2 seconds. Biden has a 6% approval rating with Democrats under 30 and a 40% approval rating with Democrats at 90% disapproval with Republicans. You really believe he won the election? I mean, what a joke. Let's continue.
Be there will be wild. Trump supporters responded immediately. Women for America First, a pro-Trump organizing group, had previously applied for a rally permit for January 22nd and 23rd in Washington, D.C., several days after Joe Biden was to be inaugurated. But in the hours after the tweet, they moved their permit to January 6th.
Oh, my gosh.
2 weeks before. This rescheduling created the rally where Trump would eventually speak.
Ooh.
The next day, Ali Alexander, leader of the Stop the Steal organization and a key mobilizer of Trump supporters, registered wildprotest.com, named after Trump's tweet. WildProtest.com provided comprehensive information about numerous newly organized protest events in Washington. It included event times, places, speakers, and details on transportation to Washington, D.C.
How dare them?
Meanwhile, other key Trump supporters, including far-right media personalities, began promoting the wild protest on January 6th.
It's Saturday, December 19th. The year is 2020. And one of the most historic events in American history has just taken place. President Trump, in the early morning hours today, tweeted that he wants the American people to march on Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021.
And now Donald Trump is calling on his supporters to descend on Washington, D.C. January 6th.
How dare them.
He is now calling on we, the people, to take action and to show our numbers.
We're going to only be saved by millions of Americans moving to Washington, occupying the entire area, if necessary, storming right into the Capitol. You know, there we know the rules of engagement. If you have enough people, you can push down any kind of a fence or a wall.
This could be Trump's last stand. And it's a time when he has specifically called on his supporters to arrive in D.C. That's something that may actually be the big push Trump supporters need to say. This is it. It's now or never.
You better understand something, son. You better understand something. Red wave, bitch. Red wave. This is going to be a red wedding going down January 6th.
On that day, Trump says, show up for a protest. It's going to be wild. And based on what we've already seen,
there's going to be a million plus geeked up armed Americans.
The time for games is over. The time for action is now. Where were you when history called? Where were you when you and your children's destiny and future was on the line?
In that clip, you heard one of Trump's supporters predict a red wedding, which is a pop culture reference to mass slaughter. But the point is that Trump's call to Washington reverberated powerfully and pervasively online. The committee has interviewed a former Twitter employee who explained the effect that Trump had on the Twitter platform. This employee was on the team responsible for platform and content moderation policies on Twitter.
So here's the pedophile government with all of their evil coming out and all of it being exposed, and they don't know what to do. And they cobbled together clips of Tim Pool and Alex Jones and a guest host on my show and try to say, see, they're evil. We've got to ban them. We've got to censor them. We've got to control them because they're going to protest elections. But I can show you clip after clip, and you've all seen them, of Democrats questioning the last few elections and pushing the very same procedures. But the good news is the poll numbers are in. Lowest ratings ever, only a few hundred thousand people on all networks combined are watching this crap. In fact, polls show the average American's like, why did we do more? Well, I don't believe in overthrowing governments violently. I want to fix it peacefully. And in that lays the real danger. People are so angry at the power structure that when it demonizes us, it only makes us bigger. And I'm somebody wanting peace. I'm somebody wanting to fix things politically and culturally. But these globalists don't get, they've been rejected. The people are against them. And that's what Raskin and all the rest of them don't get, is their time is over. Their blue cities are over. Their George Soros crap is over. Their New World Order pedophilia and Hunter Biden is over. And humanity is awake and angry. So that's my response to the January 6th committee and the things they're doing trying to outlaw political dissent and so much more. All right, Wayne Allen Root is always powerful. He's about to take over the other side of this break. Please don't forget, we are only funded by you, and we are right there on the edge of being in the red. We need your support. We got great products you already need. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We have Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out for 7-8 months, finally back in stock. The highest level curcuminoid, that's what's good in the turmeric. Concentrated turmeric for your heart, your immune system, your body. Everything is at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off, and we still have X2, the highest quality deep earth crystal iodine at 40% off. BasoBeats for your cardiovascular system with the creatine nitrous oxide in the blood. It's 40% off and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all as we continue to battle the New World Order at point blank range for your support and your word of mouth and your prayer. Because without you, we cannot carry any of this out. But with your help, we're going to win and win big. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula for your libido, your stamina, your energy, your joints, your immune system, and more. The strongest turmeric formula out there. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, InfoWarsStore.com. Body's back in stock for limited time, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And thank you all for keeping us on the air. Wayne Allen Root from Las Vegas, Nevada, takes over on the other side. And then, in T-minus 45 minutes, Owen, the Cuck Destroyer, takes over with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the Alex Jones Show, hour number four. As you know, I always host on Tuesdays from 12 noon to 1 o'clock West Coast time, and it's great to be here. I'm here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You'll see a little different background, just slightly. My home television and radio studio literally blew up. The computer that powers it all literally blew up. I'm talking about caught on fire. And we had to work fast. This just happened in the last couple hours. And we configured everything. And instead of a $20,000 Fox News quality camera on me for all my TV work, we've now got an Apple laptop on me for all my TV work. I hope it looks okay. It's certainly not a $20,000 camera, but it's an Apple laptop that I travel with all over the United States when I give speeches all over the country. And this is the camera. But we set it up. I've got earpiece. I've got microphone. I've got camera going. And instead of canceling my appearance today on the show at the last second, I'm here with you. It's great. And I raced here, because we had a big event in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it was put on by Sheriff Richard Mack. And it was put on by the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association of the United States. And he has brought with him sheriffs from all over the United States who believe the 2020 election was stolen, and Democrats are going to try and do it again. I know they're going to try and do it again. I can see it. You know, I've made thousands and thousands of predictions for the last 7 years on national radio, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network. You can find it at RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. My predictions have got to be the best record of hitting success-wise in the history of TV or radio. And by the way, I made a lot of these predictions on TV because for 3 years I had the number one show in the number one time slot on Newsmax TV, over 700 episodes. And every prediction I've made has come true except maybe five out of thousands of predictions. I must be batting .999. Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron have nothing on me. 999.99. And I'm telling you that anyone who thinks the Republican Party is going to win in November by massive landslide, and I think they would if everything was fair, everybody hates Biden. Everyone despises Joe Biden. Matter of fact, if there were any Hispanic men left who don't hate Biden and support Trump, if there were any left who weren't like that, they're all on Trump's side. And I believe Trump will be the GOP nominee, by the way. He was just in Las Vegas, my good buddy Donald Trump. I'm very proud. I was at his event on Friday. I was standing in the audience. I didn't expect anything other than to see him after the event and say hi to him. And Donald Trump announces to the crowd, here's our next U.S. Senator, Adam Laxalt. Here's our next Governor of Nevada, Joe Lombardo. And then he says, and in the audience with us, Wayne Allen Root, the radio star who has the most incredible show. And every single time I'm on it, I get in trouble. Wayne gets me in trouble. I love him. You're fantastic. We've been dear friends for so many years. That's an exact quote for the 45th President of the United States about yours truly. Thank you, President Trump. I love you, too. And I love being remembered by him as the guy who always gets you in trouble. But, you know, the latest polls show Hispanic men are 70-30 in favor of Trump. They love his machismo, and they hate what Biden has done to the economy. The inflation and the GDP is horrible, and they're going to lose their jobs. And even if they keep their jobs, you know, whatever they eat, their groceries, they're going out to eat, is costs more than they make. The average Hispanic male who's working in the United States of America can't take this inflation. So they're all on the Republican side now. And then, of course, Jill Biden went out and compared Hispanics to tacos. I kid you not. If you didn't see the scandal, she was at some Hispanic organization and made some sort of a comparison between Latinos and tacos. Oh, my God. This is what you're dealing with. These people are so inept and so old and so crotchety and feeble and grumpy. And, you know, how did they ever elect them president of the United States? They stole it. That's how they elected them. They stole it. So I opened my speech today, just so you know, in front of the peace officers, sheriffs and peace officers association of the United States. And I said, you know, I've got a couple of quick personal stories because you're going to, you know, this entire event is devoted to the stolen election. And at the event here in Vegas that I just came from, Mike Lindell and also Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips of True the Vote and quite a few other people whose lives are dedicated to voter fraud and exposing voter fraud and proving voter fraud. But I said, I have such a different angle. I'm not going to prove anything except that the election was stolen, and I don't need any proof to know the election was stolen. I opened up by saying, you know, many of you in this audience, you're all fans of mine. I think there were 350 people in the room. Big crowd, nice turnout. Last-minute event, 350 people, all patriots, and all fans of Wayne Root. We advertised and promoted it on my show. And they all came up to me when I walked in the door. It was like the Red Sea parted for Moses. And I'm so proud and so honored that there's so many people that know me and appreciate what I do every day, that I risk my life and my career every day on the Alex Jones Show and on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And I'm about to announce two of my own television shows. I'll make that announcement in the next week. And I'm getting back on TV again full time. And I risk my life every day with the homicidal maniacs who run the Biden administration, who I believe, you know, are looking to get rid of anybody who disagrees with them, destroy your life, destroy your career, and who knows what else they're willing to do as time goes on. And so I'm so tickled pink that people appreciate what I do, that President Trump, the 45th president of the United States, appreciates what I do and calls me a dear friend of many years and the guy who always gets him in trouble. I'm honored to be the guy who always gets him in trouble because that's how much my national radio show gets out there. Everybody sees it. And then I come on the Alex Jones Show every Tuesday, and I tell you what happened when I interviewed President Trump on a regular basis on my national radio show. And the word gets out. And President Trump realizes coming on my show is no different than being on Sean Hannity or Mark Levin, you know, because so many people on the left follow my show to hear what I'm saying. You wouldn't even believe the emails I get from people on the left who follow my show, in addition to millions on the right. They're watching every word I say. So I told the crowd today that before I ever became, you know, the famous, you know, political talk show host, I was a sports talk guy and the king of Vegas sports gambling. Literally, the king of Vegas sports gambling. I've got my own star, 180-pound granite star on the sidewalk in Las Vegas as the king of Vegas sports gambling. And I know everything about sports gambling and making a bet. And I bet a huge amount of money on Trump to win the 2020 election. And I told him about the only fixed football game that we know for sure in the history of the NFL. And we know it. We know it. It was called the Miracle in the Meadowlands. The date was November 19th, 1978. And the Philadelphia Eagles were losing to the New York Giants. And the New York Giants, all they had to do was knee the ball with seconds to go and the game's over and they win. And instead of kneeing it, they make this incredible, insane decision to hand off the football. At no reason to. And the running back doesn't want it. He literally, you could see, doesn't want the ball. And it drops to the ground, to the AstroTurf. And then he doesn't jump on the fumble and the game would have been over. He lets it go. He lets it go. And the Philadelphia Eagle, Herm Edwards, picks it up and runs for a touchdown, 27 yards, and the Eagles win the game. It never should have happened. It was a fixed game. Everyone knows the game was rigged. The game was fixed. I want to compare that when we get back to the 2020 election. When you hear the comparison, you'll understand. It was rigged. It was fixed. It was stolen. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at thebiopros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or thebiopros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and soon, coming out in September, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. The first book, which came out a few months ago, is my Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book about all the companies you need to boycott who are against patriots, against conservatives, treat us like crap, spit in our face, what's that famous saying? Pee on our leg and tell us it's raining. And offend us on a daily basis by supporting horrible liberal, socialist, Marxist, communist, transgender causes and how we should boycott them. And I give you all the information, all the contact information you need to boycott them, their name of the CEO, names of the board of directors, and their phone number and their email address. All of that is in the book. So you can go after the top 116 companies in America that we got to boycott. And soon I'll have, and you can find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And, of course, you can look for more about it at my website, Root. ForAmerica.com, root
RootForAmerica.com. You can also find my national radio show on USA Radio at RootForAmerica.com. Right at the top, it says click here for my national radio show. Click here for my local Vegas radio show. Click here for my podcast. Click on any one of them, and you're listening. And you get all my old ones, a library of all my old shows as well. So WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. RootForAmerica.com is my Root Central, where everything starts, my videos, my audios, my podcasts, my radio, my columns, everything, RootForAmerica.com. And great to be with you on the Alex Jones Show. Love you, Alex. Thank you for having me on. So I want to get back to my story that I told to start this big event with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association in Las Vegas. It's going on right now, and some great guests, including Mike Lindell, will be there live in a little while, and True the Vote, Ingolstadt, and Phillips will be there. And a lot of sheriffs from around the country. And I was lucky enough and honored to be the opening speaker of the entire event. Welcome, everybody, to the event. And I wrote my notes on my little iPhone here. That's how life goes now, right? You don't need speeches. You don't need pads. All you need is an iPad in front of you or an iPhone in front of you. And that's it. You're done. So I told the story of the great mistake at the Meadowlands, the fixed game, the great fumble. Sometimes it's called the miracle at the Meadowlands. And the New York Giants just had to knee the ball to win the game. This was on September 19th, 1978. It is absolutely regarded by sports experts and sports bettors as the only absolutely fixed game in the history of the NFL. And there may have been a lot of other fixed games, but this is the only one we know about. But can we prove it? No. Nobody's proved it, but we all know. Everyone in Vegas knows the game was fixed. The quarterback handed the ball off with seconds to go, knowing the game was over. We'd won. The New York Giants had won. I was a New Yorker in those days. Had won. All they had to do was knee the ball. The game's over. And instead, they decide to hand off. And the running back says, "No mas, I don't want the ball." And it falls on the ground. And he doesn't even jump on it. And the Eagles jump on the ball. Herm Edwards picks it up, defensive back, now known as a college football coach. And he runs it for a touchdown. And the Eagles win. The game was fixed. The bookmakers needed the Eagles to win. Someone told the New York Giants players, "You fumble that ball, let them pick it up, run in for a touchdown, you're going to lose this game." Everybody knows that. But I can't prove it, but everybody knows it. There's no one who doesn't know it. The miracle in the Meadowlands. And I want to tell you what happened afterwards that's just like the 2020 election. So a couple years later, let's see, 1978 this happened, 1989, so 11 years later, or maybe it was 1990, 12 years later, a famous sports journalist named Dan Moldia, I believe was his name, Dan Moldia, I got it right. Dan Moldia had written many best-selling books and was super credible and well-regarded in the sports world and was constantly on every single sports network in America on TV and on radio, on every topic you can name, talking about sports and in particular the NFL. And then he decided to write a book about the NFL and the mafia and fixed football games. And I booked him at the time, 1989, 1990, 1991. I was the lead anchorman and host of five shows for CNBC, which was called Financial News Network. And I was a kid. I was 26, 27, 28 years old and hosting five shows on national TV. And all of them were sports gambling related. And on one of them, my partner was the famous Jimmy the Greek Snyder. Me and Jimmy the Greek, Wayne the Jew and Jimmy the Greek, starring on national TV together, talking gambling and predicting football games, right? And I had this huge audience of fans, probably as strong as I've got now in conservative politics. But then they loved me because of sports gambling. And so I'm hosting five shows, and I book Dan Moldia as my guest to talk about his book, which literally lays out why some games were fixed by the mafia in the NFL over the last century. And the one story that's the centerpiece of this book is this 1978 game, The Miracle in the Meadowlands, that absolutely every single mafia figure he interviewed said was a fixed game by the mafia, fixed NFL game. And I book him for my show, and at the last minute, the CEO of my network calls me up. He never called me. Why does the CEO call me before a show? And the CEO says, "Wayne, can't have him on the show. We're canceling his appearance at FNN." And I was like, "What?" can't have him on the show. Why? Because the NFL is called, and he's not allowed to be booked. Or we won't get any cooperation from the NFL ever again, and we won't have the right to show NFL highlights ever again after the games on your show. So you got to cancel Dan Maldias. I called him, and I said, you can't come on. I'm sorry, you've been canceled. You've been banned. And then he told me a story that his book, he'd written like 10 best-selling sports books, and he was on every show in America to promote them until he wrote the book about the mafia and fixed rigged NFL games, and in particular, that New York Giants-Philadelphia game in 1978 at the Meadowlands. That's absolutely fixed by the mafia. NFL game fixed by the mafia. We all know it. Dan Maldia knew it. And from the moment he wrote that book, he was canceled everywhere. Canceled culture existed in 1989, 1990. And he was banned from being on TV to promote the book, and the book died. That's what happens when you go against the NFL. So now let's fast forward to 2020. And I told everybody in that room today that I made a gigantic bet on President Trump to win the 2020 election. And that I know from past history over the last 50 years that on the night of an election, a presidential election, the bettors never are wrong. When they're making live bets as the election results come in, they're so smart because they're betting their own money. Hundreds of thousands of dollars each. The biggest bettors in the world are betting $1 million that Trump's going to win or Biden's going to win. But not before the election. I'm talking about the night of the election with live results coming in. Texas is in. Florida's in. Ohio's in. And people are betting $100,000, $200,000, $1 million. I've got a big bet on the election. And I'm watching my computer screens, and Trump goes from an underdog when the night began to Biden, slight underdog, to even money, to a slight favorite, to a large favorite, then to a 2-to-1 favorite, 3-to-1 favorite, 4-to-1 favorite, 5-to-1 favorite, 6-to-1 favorite, 7-to-1 favorite, 8-to-1 favorite. You know what that means? The odds are astronomical that Trump has just won a landslide. An electoral landslide. People are watching the results in live time, and they know that Trump has won a landslide at midnight East Coast time, 9 o'clock where I am in Las Vegas. And at that exact moment that I'm counting my money, that we've won the election, that every bettor in the world watching live time election results knows, recognizes, and is willing to risk their money that Trump has won by a landslide, and it's not even close, and it's over, 5 states announced they're stopping the count. And those 5 states were the difference between Trump winning by a landslide or losing by a large margin if you flip them the other way. And suddenly, when you wake up in the morning, Trump has lost leads of 100,000 in Georgia, 100,000 in Wisconsin, 300,000 in Michigan, 800,000 in Pennsylvania. And they didn't stop counting. They kept counting through the night, and they found drops of 100,000 votes and more in favor of Biden to 0 for Trump. Wiped out Trump's lead. And suddenly Trump's a 2-to-1 underdog when I wake up in the morning, and that's a guarantee almost that he's going to lose. He was an 8-to-1 favorite while they were watching the returns come in. Now he's a 2-to-1 underdog, and he goes on to lose. Folks, the election was fixed. The election was rigged like the miracle in the Meadowlands. And then they banned anyone from talking about it, just like Dan Maldia. Because by banning it, they killed any discussion at all. And
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wayne L. Root back live for, get this, the last segment? How did that happen? Well, Alex ate up the first 15 minutes or so of the hour, so I only got about 40 minutes or so. This hour has gone so fast, it's insane. People say to me, Wayne, how do you do? You know what people came up to me at the Peace Officers, Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association event that I opened up this morning in Las Vegas, and they said, here's what almost every person in the room said, and when the people were talking, everyone around them was nodding their head. Wayne, you... 3 hours a day you tell us how America's imploding and America's going to hell and America's being destroyed and it's a communist attack. But you do it in such a positive way. We all feel hope. And I was so proud. I swear I almost started crying. I was so proud because somehow I'm able to explain to people how bad things are, how precarious things are. But they're taking it in a positive way because they love my positivity. And I was worried that I'm making people depressed by telling the truth about the COVID attack and the COVID vaccines and China in charge of the White House and the open borders and the green energy disaster and the list goes on and on and on and the COVID vaccine deaths and the stolen election. I mean, you could literally want to kill yourself. And every person in the room came up to me to hug me and thank me that I uplift them and make them feel good while I'm telling them the raw truth that's so depressing. And you know what I said to all of them? I opened my speech by telling this story, that so many people said this to me, and I felt like I had to open the speech by saying this. And the reason I'm able to stay, and they said, I don't know how you stay so positive. I said, the reason I'm able to stay so positive is because of my incredibly
strong roots, excuse the pun, my belief in God. I love God. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I'm a Jew to Christ as my Savior 32 years ago, going on 33 years now. And I love God. I love Jesus. And I believe in the end, God always wins. It doesn't matter how bad things are. God will win. Right is might. In the end, God will smite the evil bad guys. The devil is in the Democrat Party. I have no doubt about that. The Democrat Party is now run by Satan. And in the end, we will win. But that doesn't mean the battle won't be brutal. That doesn't mean people won't die along the way. That doesn't mean people won't starve to death and become homeless along the way. But sometime in the future, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I have no doubt we will win. America will win. American exceptionalism will win. Capitalism will win. God will win. The devil never wins. We will beat the devil. So that's why I'm able to maintain positivity in the face of the horrible things Democrats are doing to our country, destroying our country, destroying everything I believe in. Next week, I can't wait for next Tuesday on the Alex Jones Show, because next week I jotted down the 10 greatest crimes and scams ever perpetrated by government, the Democrats, and the mainstream media in history. And all 10 are in the last 2 years. And I can't wait to give you the list. That'll be my story next week. But I want to end this hour by telling you my story of what I believe is going to happen in November. Because I started to say it at the beginning of this hour, or at least the beginning of my part of this hour. Alex took the first 15 and I started about quarter after, 20 after. And so I started to say, I don't believe that everything is fair and equal and honesty and integrity in the election system. It's not there. They're going to try and cheat us again in November, just like they did in 2020. I think I laid out the case pretty strongly on this show why it was a stolen election, again, without real proof, just like I have no proof that that game in 1978 was rigged and fixed and stolen at the Meadowlands. But we all know it. Every gambler in Vegas knows it. I feel like I should be going, man. Come on, let's go. Let's go six rounds in every liberal in America. But listen, we know the game was fixed, and I know 2020 was fixed. In every muscle in my body, in every vein in my body, in every capillary in my body, in every cell in my brain, I know the 2020 election was fixed, and I watched it happen in real time. And then just like the Meadowlands game, right? Dan Moldea wrote about fixed games with the mafia and the NFL, and they banned him, banished him from television. That was the end of Dan Moldea. And when I wrote about the fixed election on Twitter, they banned me for life. Gone. Wayne Rucott, I was adding 30,000 fans a month on my account at Twitter. I was doing no promotion. I don't know where they came from. They found me. They knew during the election of 2020, Wayne Root was on fire. What do I say on my show? The Root is on fire. And when I get going, man, I'm like a Christian preacher. And I was on fire. I'm an evangelical speaker, an evangelical minister and spokesman for conservatism and capitalism. You know, there are those who call me the capitalist evangelist. I'm an evangelist for hope that things are going to be okay, that God is on our side. And so when I get going, I really get going. So I was getting 30,000 fans a month, and they banned me for life. They had to stop me. And by the way, I'm not going to name the name on TV, but right now I'm being banned and censored by a company that sends out all of my email blasts to my tens of thousands of fans. I send out my columns. I send out my videos. I send out a notice of when Wayne Root will be giving a speech somewhere in the United States. And up until maybe 9 months ago, everything I sent out had the highest rate of clicks anybody had ever seen. I would send something out and like 47% who got it would click on it and open it. And then you have the second click rate, like 45% would click on that and go to my story. No one's ever seen numbers that high. Now, all of a sudden, something happened 9 months ago. Now, everything I send out, 2% open it and 0.1% click on it. And I hired a top investigator, and he just came back with the results. He said, Wayne, there are email systems in America that are automatically set to reject everything with Wainwright's name on it. So that's why no one's getting it. It's automatically put into spam or even sent into cyberspace without ever even going into their spam account. Nobody who joins your list can even get your stuff on certain systems. That's why so few are clicking. Folks, this is an attack on censorship, on free speech. The founding fathers made the very first plank of America. Number one in the Constitution, free speech. Number two, own a gun to protect yourself from government. And both are under massive attack by liberals who want to destroy us. Don't forget what happened to my Jewish people. The first thing Hitler did before he killed the Jews is he banned Jews from gun ownership. In 1938, before he ever got to the Holocaust, he said no Jew could own a gun. We couldn't even fight back in self-defense. This is what's going on. Michael Moore, that horrible liberal piece of human fat garbage. Michael Moore, he came out with some sort of a new constitutional plank yesterday that bans gun ownership. Instead of saying everyone has a right to own a gun, it says, it changes the Constitution to say everybody has a right to be protected from being killed by a gun, so nobody can own a gun. Can you imagine the mental madness of liberals, the evil of liberals? Satan is in charge of liberals. A Jew turned born-again Christian, evangelical Christian, is telling you that Satan is in charge of the Democrat Party. So all I could tell you is I believe they will not go quietly in the midterms. If things were fair, we'd win 80 to 100 seats in the greatest landslide ever seen in history. But I'm a tea leaf reader, and everything I predict on radio and TV turns true. By September, October, our nation will be flooded with COVID. They're bringing COVID back right now. And they're starting to make you hysterical right now about COVID and monkeypox. They'll probably combine. It's going to be called monkey COVID. And it's going to take over the world. And the United States will have elections with nothing but mail-in ballots and mail-in ballots by the millions and millions with no voter ID. And they're going to steal another election. What's the Republican Party doing about it? Nothing. Zero. And by the way, Joe Biden will be replaced before the midterms. There's another prediction by me. Because if you replace him after the midterms and you move Kamala up to president, who's your vice president? If it's a Republican Congress, they won't ratify the vice president, confirm the vice president. But so you've got to do it while you have a Democrat majority. So they're going to get rid of Biden before the election, move Kamala to president, then force her out before 2024. And whoever the vice president is will be the incumbent president running against Trump in 2024, either Hillary, Michelle Obama, or maybe Mayor Pete. My predictions, you watch. Wayne L. Root, Root for America. WayneRoot at gmail.com, RootForAmerica.com. See you next week.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.